For those of you that don't know me, I'm Aaron Smith. I'm a row crop extension economist with the University of Tennessee. I am based out of Knoxville, but I spend the majority of my time in West Tennessee because that's where most of our row crop acreage is. So what me and my co-authors have been looking at, we've ended up taking some data from West Tennessee where we're looking at irregularly shaped fields, and I'll talk a little bit about what I mean by that. Dr. Bushermole, who's in our biosystems and engineering department, he collected all this data, and it goes kind of beyond my understanding of what he's doing, but I'll kind of give you an idea of what he ended up doing and what exactly he was looking at. But essentially, he's looking at the time it takes to end up accomplishing these functions, given the uniqueness of the field size that we do have in West Tennessee. So kind of what we are looking at is given these unique characteristics of the fields and the different sizes that we have, plus a limited planting window in West Tennessee, as most states do have, this presents challenges in selecting the optimal planting equipment for different acreage allotments. So just to kind of give you an idea of where we're coming from, this is cotton harvested acreage in Tennessee from 1960 to 2015. You can see we bounced around kind of between that 550,000 and 200,000, but then in 2006, you've seen this in the Outlook presentation, we had kind of the move into grains and oil seeds, and this was really dramatic in West Tennessee, where we went from about 700,000 acres, dropped down to below 300,000. And then we've given back another 160,000 acres from there. So we're currently harvesting about 140,000 acres in West Tennessee, which is an all-time low. I do anticipate that will bounce back a little bit, but this does present some challenges. Now, what our producers end up looking like, this is from the 2012 census. So again, if you're thinking about where we're at on here, we're closer to that 300,000 acre than the 140. So I imagine we've seen some additional consolidation from here. So on the vertical axis, what we have is we have our farm counts. So these are the number of the farms for each one of those harvested acreage categories. You can see we still have had a lot of really small cotton farmers. I would imagine this is somewhat shifted so that we've got a few more larger ones, and some of the smaller ones have either idled their machinery or they've exited the industry completely. So again, we've got a much smaller cotton industry currently than what we've had historically. And I'd be interested to see the data as it comes out as to where exactly we are as far as allocated amongst these acreages. So just an introduction to the study. We all know that planting is a very time-sensitive operation that needs to be conducted within a given window. It's also a costly operation, so we want to make sure that we're aware of where our costs are. So what we ended up doing, or what Dr. Bushermole ended up doing, was collecting planting data from 41 cotton fields in West Tennessee. They were planted with a 12-row planter. And then what we ended up doing was we ended up simulating the machinery field efficiency and field capacity for each different planting sizing. I've got some maps I'll show you just to kind of visualize how this was done, but we used or simulated three different planters, 12 row, 18, 24, three different seed loading methods. So our data set, and again, the boys in Texas, they might kind of scoff at the size of some of our fields, but we do have small fields out in West Tennessee. We have a total of 41 fields. They range from 1.9 acres to 106 acres, so 1.9, I mean, that's a garden in Texas, I guess we'll say. But an average of 33 acres, the total data set that we had was 1,342 acres. The other thing that we put up here is the perimeter area ratio, and what that is that gives us a proxy for the irregularness of the field. So essentially we take the perimeter in feet and divide it by the area in square feet, and that gives us a perimeter to area ratio, and there's some unique characteristics based on that ratio, if you put it in certain percentiles, that you can end up taking a look at what different cost structures and planter sizes would end up being. So here's the planting maps that they generated in the engineering side. So you can see this is more of a regularly shaped essentially what we have here is the green lines would be when the planter's actually planting. The red lines are when they're in their turns. And then the purple lines would be when they're traveling in field. So they're going to give you, you can see on the more square-shaped field, there's a limited amount of infield travel, whereas if you're looking at the irregularly shaped field, you do have a little bit more infield travel, which is going to obviously affect your field efficiency and consequently have an influence on your field capacity. Just to give you an idea of how to simulate, we did this for each field. This is just kind of the square one, just for a visualization. We did cotton in 38-inch rows, and this is the time spent planting. So you can see with a 12-row planter, we're looking at 59 passes with 38 feet. The 18-row planter, 57 foot with 40 passes, and 24-row planter with 30 passes. If you look at planter efficiency, what they ended up taking was the total time planting over the total time in the field. So again, we have these different time categories: your time spent turning, time spent in field traveling, time spent unfolding and folding the planter, time spent loading the seed, and time spent checking the seed depth. We have some other times, but we didn't end up including them in the capacity calculations. The one that we would like to get a better handle on, but is incredibly difficult to end up estimating, is that travel time between fields. Because I think that's going to be a big cost for a lot of our producers. When you're talking the size of fields that we end up having, that average of 33, but ranging from 1.6 to 106 acres, you're obviously going to be spending some time on the road. So that's something that I would like to end up expanding into. So anyhow, what we ended up doing is we took these field efficiencies. Let me just go back. So we took the field efficiencies. We end up translating that into field capacity. So field efficiency times the width and speed divided by the constant. And then we develop these tables. This is an example of the 12-row one, but we did them for 12-row, 18-row, 24-row. And then we ended up doing it at different speeds. Because obviously we've seen some planters that have come out where they're performing higher speeds. But we did a table kind of from 4 to 12, even though we recognize that most of our guys are going to be in our depth that we're between 4 and roughly 6.5 miles per hour when they're doing their seeding. So our objective was to determine the least cost planter size and seed loading methods for 6 different acreage allotments for conditions in West Tennessee. So what we did is we took those simulated field efficiency and field capacity data, and we conducted a cost simulation for the different planter sizes, seed loading methods, and speeds to determine which planting system would work best for the 6 different acreage allotments. Different acreage allotments that we ended up doing, we did 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, and 5,000 acres to see where we were. And we wanted to see what our actual planting window was and how much surplus capacity we would end up having. So additional field assumption, I mentioned that we did not end up taking into account the travel time between fields, which may be substantial. The analysis that we ended up doing, there's a paper that was put out by Terry Griffin in Kansas State, and he did an analysis and kind of gave an optimal planting window or the number of days that you could end up expecting for each cotton state in order to end up getting that cotton crop in. And he came out with a number of 25 calendar days or 17.7 working days, and it does vary depending on what part of the cotton belt year in, but this is the assumption that we're using in West Tennessee, is that we want to get our cotton planted in a 17.7 day working window. So as far as from how we ended up doing our cost, it's just a pretty standard cost that you would use in a budget. We take a fixed cost of depreciation, interest, taxes, insurance, and housing for each seed loading method, planter size, and corresponding tractor horsepower. Obviously, you've got different horsepower requirements for the different tractors or different planter sizes. Then we also took a look at our variable cost, our fuel, labor, repair and maintenance for each planting system that was there. And then obviously from there we could end up getting a total cost. So essentially what we ended up looking at is we simulated the total cost and the surplus capacity for different speeds. So this black line here would be total cost in dollars per acre, ranging in this example from 7 down to about 4.5. And then on the far axis, what we would have is surplus capacity. So as you're increasing speed, you're able to end up covering more ground. I mean, it's pretty standard. Then we ended up getting these tables and our total cost and capacity utilization. So again, for these different acreage allotments, so we ended up basically breaking it into bins or different operation sizes. So 500 acres, 1,000 acres, 2,000 and 3,000. Took a look at what the seed loading method were. So the bag, the seed tender, the central fill. And we looked at the total cost in dollars per acre. And then we look at that capacity utilization. So essentially what we're looking at in this capacity utilization is that can we get away with the smaller equipment and still end up getting the job done in a timely manner, is essentially what we're looking at. So for a 12-row planter, the three different speeds that we ended up putting up there, but we did simulate them for all the different speeds that we had. But you can see where we end up having our cost per acre for each seed loading method. Move to the 18-row planter, and again, once you start getting into some of the larger acreage requirements, you're not able to end up planting that time window. So these non-applicables here are the ones where you're not able to end up planting all your acreage within that 17-day planting window. So again, you're lowering your costs as you're increasing your acreage, but again, you're also utilizing more of your capacity. So when I talk on the next slides, actually I got one more. This is a 24-row planter, same thing. But then what we ended up taking a look at was, well, okay, for these three different operation sizes, different seed loading methods, we were able to calculate the number of days. And so anything in black is below the 70 or the 67% of total planting days, whereas the ones that are highlighted in red are in that area where you're in that one-third range. So again, you don't want to end up getting right up to the very top of your capacity, because then if you end up having a year where you can only plant 13 days, well then you don't get your cotton crop planted in that optimal window. So these, for lack of a better term, these red ones would be considered kind of that danger area where you're looking at potentially not getting your cotton crop in on a timely basis. And you can see we have the 12-row versus the 18-row versus the 24-row. You can see as you end up getting into the larger acreage, you end up getting a greater influence as far as having to move to a larger machine if you're planning on getting those acres planted. So what we ended up concluding so far, as I mentioned, this is preliminary work that we've been doing. For the lower acreage producers, it was not cost effective to invest in higher price planting equipment. It's one of those ones where, given the fact that we have a lot of smaller acreage producers, it just doesn't make sense for them to go out and buy an 18-row planter versus keeping an existing 12-row planter. Decreasing the days required to plant the crop is an additional factor to consider. This is one where I'd like to do some further research on, because I think, you know, attaching a value to end up having those reduced days or that planting window is something that a lot of producers, I think that's one of the things that's really just driving their equipment choices. Can I get that crop planted in a tight window, and how can I most effectively end up doing that? So that's something that I'd like to take a look in. If you're looking at kind of from the irregularity of the fields, the lower perimeter to area ratio gives you a higher field capacity and consequently a lower cost. So another one that we're looking at doing is breaking those further into different bins, where you'd end up having perimeter to area ratios at different percentiles to end up taking a look at, okay, well, if I do have a set of fields that has this perimeter to area ratio, and kind of by I guess assumption, a type of irregularity, what would be the most cost effective to end up having as far as your equipment size and your seed loading method. This study also only considers planting. Obviously, planting is only one of the equipment functions that you need in order to end up bringing a crop to market. But we think that obviously this is a first step, and we'll look at a more comprehensive equipment line to make sure that you're maximizing or minimizing your equipment cost for the whole operation. And again, at the end of the day, it is very farm size and location specific. So with that, any questions or discussion points of contention? It's a tricky problem. The best ratio that we can come up with so far is perimeter area. If there's a perimeter area, if there's somebody else that has another idea to measure the irregularity of the field, I'd be all ears to hear.
The people think, well, in theory, you should get this.
Yeah.
But they're in search of like an actual case, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get your stuff right.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. I'd really appreciate that. Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.